I have piles of stuff in here.
I have small piles
Piles of stuff, yeah.
Small piles there. Yeah, no. You can't work in radio unless you have piles.
Yes, wait. Exactly.
From all that sitting. What? Okay. It's Thursday. Yay. Mm. I'm over the hump.
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here. Only a few more days.
And our broadcasts sound like it. It's all downhill from here.
So I am now in the mornings, 4:35-ish.
Oh, you're waking up?
What? I don't even need to be up anywhere near that time, yet my brain goes, hey.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Check the clock, because you might have forgotten to set the alarm, even though you know you did three times. What?
I, on the other hand, have gotten into this thing of, I'm having trouble keeping my eyes open. What time is it?
Yeah.
8:45. You're going, what?
I always make it to 9. It's after that. It's like, last night we went to bed at 9:30. But David had already slept for at least 20 minutes in the chair downstairs.
Yeah.
And you're not even watching this. So I shut it off, and he like looks and...
What? What'd you do that for?
We're done.
Yeah.
Go to bed. Let's go. It's too late for us old people.
Yeah. I'm officially in the land of living, by the way. I've got my fifth watch.
So the rice worked just like it would with a telephone that went into the water?
Or I guess.
Did you call somebody or it was perfect when you got home?
No. I what I did is I went through all the steps again last night, and then I thought, you know, I really didn't probably restart it the way I was supposed to, so I restarted it after I charged it, and bingo bongo, it was fine.
Wait, you read the instructions? Is that what you just said?
No, I looked it up on the website and then followed the instructions.
That's a guy thing, right?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that something that forever people have been going, well, he put it together, but he didn't read the instructions. You know?
these extra parts left over. You don't need them.
Well, fortunately, the Fitbit came as one solid piece when you got it, right?
Well, it's got a button to push. So you figure, you do everything and it dries out. You just push that button and you're off and rolling again. No.
Reboot.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Mm-hmm.
So you slept well and it knows that, and you've walked 400 steps today. And
yeah, you know, I did wear it to bed last night. It had the wrong time on it, so it was completely confused. I pushed the button this morning. It said, what?
It's 4:25.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I don't want one because I do not want to know how little I physically move every day. Ready for today's E-word?
Sure.
Good luck.
Oh, that's
today's
not good.
And tomorrow. I don't know which one to use. 8 or 10 letters. Pick
are they
one.
Are they modern words?
Yeah, I have no idea on one of them. I've never heard someone use this word.
Ten letter
word beginning with E, meaning a sudden outburst as of emotion.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
10. You picked the 10-letter word. Yeah. I'm sorry, Gary.
That's not it?
No, that is not it.
Darn it.
It really makes sense.
It does.
But it's not my word.
It does.
2, 4, 3, 4, 3, 5, 1. You tell me what today's E word is. A 10-letter word beginning with E, meaning a sudden outburst as of emotion. Just burst out laughing or crying or whatever. A sudden outburst as of emotion. I guess you could go, ha! That would work, right? 2, 4, 3, 4, 3, 5, 1. You tell me what today's 10-letter word is. You will get yourself a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. You'll stop by here within 3 weeks of the date you won. We will give you a gift certificate for you to take out there Sunday through Friday. Those are the days that you can take it out there and get yourself a lunch buffet between 11 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. Sunday through Friday at Bogey's Cafe, 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. 10-letter word beginning with E, meaning a sudden outburst as of an emotion. Good morning. You're on the air.
Would it be excitement?
No, it wouldn't. Thanks for trying. That'd be too easy. My word is a word you don't use. 243-4351. 10-letter word beginning with E, meaning a sudden outburst as of emotion. Once you hear the word, you go, well, that makes sense.
But
you've never heard anybody use it.
Yeah.
You ready for the second letter?
Oh, sure.
B. E.
What?
B.
No.
It came right to you, didn't it?
Yeah.
243-4351. And they gave up. Right when I answered the phone. 243-4351. 10-letter word beginning with E, B, meaning a sudden outburst as of emotion. And I've typed it in to my computer, and it says, this word does not exist. So it makes you kind of wonder. Good morning. You're on the air.
Could it be exclamation?
Nope. Thanks for trying. 10-letter word beginning with E. Second letter is B, as in boy, meaning a sudden outburst as of emotion. And I am really trying to get another meaning for you or use it in a sentence. Oh, it's one of those days. Did I mean this? Is it spelled wrong? Bob, did you spell the word wrong? Could that be what... And we're never going to get this word, I'm telling you. Good morning. You're on the air.
Sedition?
It is, but mine is unfortunately spelled incorrectly. But that is the word. E-B-U-L-L-I-T-I-O-N.
Yes.
Is that what you came up with?
Uh-huh.
All righty. And who is this?
Patty Kircher.
Patty Kircher. Well, the good news is you spelled it correctly. My computer spell corrected it for me, because that's not what I have on my paper. But you would say it that way. Patty, where are you calling from?
Chapin.
Chapin, you got it. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. You go out and try to use that word today. How's that?
Okay.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Patty Kircher of Chapin. Mine is
ebulliation.
Instead of two L's, there's an A in there.
Oh.
But the actual word is E-B-U-L-L-I-T-I-O-N. Let's see if we can get it.
Ebulsion? Is it?
Ebullition.
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 Oh.
Ebullition.
There you go. There's a voice from the past for you.
Ebullition.
There you go.
What we'll do is we'll use that tomorrow night in the basketball game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could actually use it correctly and
exactly.
Everything.
Exactly, yeah.
Ebullition, E-B-U-L-L-A, or is it no, I, there we go, T-I-O-N. Patty Kircher, our winner today.
Hi, this is Bobby Sims with Grogene Insurance Agency, your hometown insurance specialist. Give Grogene's a call today for any or all of your insurance needs. Call Grogene Insurance. Get covered today.
Does your bank understand you?
Your family.
Your finances.
Your dreams.
At People's Bank and Trust, we do. We are professionals who are ready to help. So whether you run the family finances, search for the best available rates, or simply have big dreams, we have financial products to fit your needs. I'm Jeff Grimmett, and I am your bank, and I can help you with your dreams. Simply call, click, or come by any of our 10 convenient locations. People's Bank and Trust, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now that I read the meanings for it, I see that that actually happens to me at work every day. A seething or overflowing as of passion or feeling, the act or process of boiling up, a rushing forth of water, lava, in a state of agitation is that ebullition. The act or process of boiling up. I do that every day at work.
It's also a surgical procedure. You go in there and you ask for one of those.
Can you take
this
off?
You mean evolution? Is it evolution? Ebullition? Here we go.
Ebullition.
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 Okay.
There it
Sir,
is.
Doctor, could I get an ebullition, please?
Take a little off
sure.
the back and I'll look so much better.
I have a CD that we're going to play a little bit of tomorrow.
Okay.
We didn't play more than a little bit. It has on there three names from the past, three voices from the past. Jerry Cassens, Ken Lambert, and Mike Perrine. I was able to find just one clip from Ray Wells. I think it was a sign-on. And we've got a few things in our library from Jerry Simons.
If you want Ray Wells, we need to put the giant reel-to-reels back in here. When I first started AM,
that's right.
He had just in the process of moving. Mm-hmm. And we had a program that he ran on the weekends. And we didn't even actually play it in this room. We played it from the production room.
That's right.
Through the board, and you had to go in there and start it and run it. And it was his program.
Yeah, that big
was
band radio.
96, 97, something like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so if we had it, it would be on a reel somewhere. I don't know if we'd have it on computer. There were no computers when any of them he was here or... Oh. I got something. I just stuck my finger right in my eye.
Why'd you do that? It's an evolution.
I wonder what this feel like. Yeah. Ow.
My son-in-law came back from the Keys in Florida.
Yeah.
Earlier this week. He brought back avocados picked from a tree.
Uh-huh.
You see my hands. There's
I know. You're,
two
you're,
hands together.
I won't say.
They're bigger than... Yeah. They're bigger than big pears. I mean, they're big.
Well, avocado. In my mind, I'm thinking eggplant. So,
No.
Wait a minute. Okay,
but it
avocado.
Puts you a little bit mind of eggplant.
Huh.
Huge.
Avocado is one of those weird things for me.
Yeah.
You really got to be in the mood. We went to California. I think they stick it on everything.
Yes.
It's in the salads, on the burgers.
It's a state law.
Is it? They must grow them out there.
Yes.
Put the avocado on there.
You have to put avocados on it.
Fresh guacamole, I can handle that.
Yes.
Smash the avocado, and apparently it tastes better than a slice to me. But just the weather alone down there right now, I looked it up earlier. When we were at below zero with our wind chill, middle of Florida was still 65 degrees this morning. So, you know, the Keys, they're growing avocados while we're sleeping in the freezing chill up here. Tortuga is a place I want to try to find.
Tortuga.
Which is, I guess if you go to the Keys and you just keep going, then there is a fort and everything from way back when down there. And it looks really cool. One of these days, we're going to go to the Keys and visit Tortuga.
So is it still a fort? I mean, is it a
you can visit there like a museum type thing.
Oh, okay.
You can go take a boat.
I didn't know whether they had like great places to eat there, too.
Oh, no. It's more... St. Petersburg has the that kind of a fort type thing.
Yeah.
So it's more like that. There is nothing. It's a self-guided tour, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Just get off the boat and walk around for a minute.
Well, when you drive the Florida Keys, you know, you're driving that highway anyway, and you're going, let's see if I go right, I'm in the water. If I go left, I'm in the water.
Every time I see that road, all I think of is True Lies with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and somebody's going to bomb that while I'm trying to drive it. That is the funniest movie. And what's bad now is I watch it, and you see the scenes where he's supposedly sliding down the hill in the snow on his back, and you go, that's not Arnold. That's his double. You can, if you watch, you can see his double in so many scenes, and you're like,
yeah.
Wow, it doesn't look as good now as it did back then.
In fact, he is yelling on the way down, I am not Arnold.
Got to be a big guy, though.
Yeah.
You're going to be Arnold's stunt.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's, at one time, I believe, Arnold Schwarzenegger gave all of his stunt doubles Hummers. He was like the official guy of...
Oh, that's right,
The big vehicles. And then he became governor of California, and they went... Hey, you know, those are not really good for the environment. And he says, I don't care.
I'm going to drive them anyway.
I'm giving those guys these giant cars that get 5 miles to the gallon, darn it. That's the way it works.
Yeah, he gives them to them, but he doesn't pay for their gas.
No,
and
well, you know.
I can't drive it.
Hey, they made money off of his movies, I'm sure. They didn't have to talk. He barely did.
True Lies wasn't a bad movie.
Movie is funny.
Yeah.
I can go back and watch it anytime. That is one of those movies you can go back and watch anytime. This morning I was thinking about MAME. For some reason, every year, MAME seems to make it to television, like it's a Christmas film. And I know there's Christmas scenes in it, but I don't think of that as a Christmas film. I don't know. I like Rosalind Russell. I do not like Lucille Ball. Well, don't get me wrong. I like Lucille Ball, but just not in that.
But not in that role. You really need somebody who's over the top and...
Well, yeah, she... It's all in how you look at it. Yeah. Did you really need it to be that goofy, weird?
Did Carol Channing ever do that on Broadway? I'm sure she did.
Quite possibly.
With her...
One of these days, I'm going to go to Broadway, see something. Probably not Hamilton. That's a tough one, apparently, to get into.
You know, and they did bring up that point. There was one of the Osgood Files this morning talked... Well, no, it might have been CBS News about how... And this is true everywhere. There are people who go out and program computers to where they make the calls for them, buy a bunch of tickets, and then they resell them for more than what they are worth.
And it happens to concerts, everything
else. Baseball games, up and down the course.
I take my credit card, I go on to Ticketmaster, and I buy 20 tickets the day they're selling them, and then I turn around and sell them to you for like three times as much. I don't even have to go to the concert, and I made $10,000.
Yeah.
It's... It should be against the law. What do you call that?
Gouging or scalping.
Something.
Yeah.
But yet, you can get away with it.
Yeah,
I bought these, and my family was going to go, but we can't. And I can't help it. People will bid them up to crazy prices.
I don't know what a normal ticket for Hamilton on Broadway right now is going for. I mean,
it's hundreds.
But I mean, the face value, when you look at the ticket, it says on there $42, $129, whatever the case might be.
They're going to be in Chicago.
What you're going to get is maybe you can buy tickets for
nosebleed seats.
Yeah. What?
No. It's in Chicago. Hamilton tickets December 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Let's drive up to Chicago.
There you go. We'll be a bullish among them.